Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to our morning show here. This is Linda Bott, and it's Friday, and gosh, we're talking about the 20th wow. of November, and I'm here with my good buddy Eric Woodstrom, who's sitting in this morning and sitting in Carl's chair and is going to be co-hosting with me this morning.
It's big shoes to fill.
Eric Woodstrom from Golden Valley Bank, who is the Senior Relationship Manager. We're going to be talking, interviewing Eric, and then you're going to bring somebody on from your bank at 7:30.
Yep.
And we're going to... giving away tickets this morning. And I wanted to share with everybody about what we did last night. It was pretty amazing. At 8 o'clock, we have on, the House of Realty. So last night, Carl and our friend Karen, who of course is Wonderland Signs, she does all of our ads in the Enjoy magazine. Anything that we have to do with, images and photos, she does for us here at KCNR, and they do our signs and our logo, and they've been with us since day one. So last night there was the kind of not a launch for the public, but it was for media and family and friends of people who work at Turtle Bay, for the Redding Garden of Lights. And Eric, and I want to tell you and our listeners that it was really something I was so proud of, because in the midst of the governor making, finally getting another blow, if you will, another notch of depression.
Yes.
It was like our own Disneyland here in Redding.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that there are people, and very much in your years of being here with your leadership roles in Redding, you've seen that there are some people that just forge through the crap.
Yes, and I think Turtle Bay is one of those. We're looking forward, of course, to seeing the new display down there. We've made reservations. You have to make reservations in advance.
And buy tickets.
And
they're doing it rain or shine, because last night was the most beautiful, clear, no wind.
Nice winter night.
So Karen was saying to me, well, what happens if you buy tickets? And I said, no, it's rain or shine.
Bring a rain jacket.
Yeah. Bundle up. They're going to tell you if you buy the lift ticket in advance. if you're a skier. It is what it is. So,
and is it over in the Arboretum area?
It's in the Arboretum, okay. And it's going to be a tradition. And what I love, even through now we have this curfew that the governor is putting in. I think starting Saturday, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Well, this only goes from 5 till about 8:30. But you enter, you cross the bridge, which, by the way, is a beautiful thing in itself. And then you enter on that end, over by where the sundial is.
By the Sundial Bridge.
Okay. Yep. And then you enter into what is a little bit like Alice in Wonderland meets Disneyland. The lights, the turtle, they created this.
Wow.
And then in certain areas, it's like there's stages of certain areas. So when you come into one area, you're coming through like the green, gigantic, all green trees, and they're moving. So it's like moving lights. And then you come into one of the main areas where there's benches and you can sit there. The music and the lights are, synchronized with the music.
Okay. Wow.
And then you go to the right, and then you have these beautiful area where there's a little gift shop, buy stuff in a gift shop. There's hot chocolate. If you choose, they didn't do it last night, but when they open November 27th, if you wish to have a hot toddy or if you wish to have food, they have these little stations.
Inside. Oh, wow.
So
the Garden
this
of
is the cool thing about, again, foresight.
Yes.
We're going through COVID. Everybody was masked. I had a few people that weren't masked. Lots of kids. Kids under 5 are free.
All right.
And it was just really, it made me feel proud that we have people in our community that regardless, instead of, because I'll tell you what, we could be long in the mouth right now.
And I think all of us are getting a little bit of cabin fever.
Trips canceled, things right. that we really want to do, traditions. Well, here you're outside. It's a couple hours at the most. We went at, we were at 10 to 7. The gates opened at 7. This is last night.
Okay.
And we got in our car and we're home by 8 o'clock.
Oh, boy. So just a nice evening.
Beautiful.
Walking among the lights.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, on the north end of the Sundial Bridge.
And yeah. there's winding paths leading through 10 acres
wow.
of artfully illuminated and immersive displays exhibiting world-class design. It really is. And I remember talking with some of the leaders over there at Turtle Bay that said, you are not. This is like one.
It's going to be
people are
going to
come from everywhere. Yep. And let's just remember, even though we are closed, there are certain places that are to go, and you can still sit outside like yesterday. I went by, and one of the two restaurants had extended, and it was a sunny day yesterday, so we mm-hmm. don't really know with our weather, although I am going to give you a weather update here in a minute.
I'm sure you are.
Okay, so today's going to be sunny with a high of 64. You know, a little coat, a little hat, you can sit outside, you know. Patchy frost tonight with a low of 38. Tomorrow calls for patch frost and sunny with a high of 67 and overnight lows of 35. And Sunday calls for patchy frost and then mostly cloudy with a high of 62. And then we have a chance of showers. We know we hear that chance a lot. It doesn't happen, but other times it can. So a low of 38. So that's our weekend forecast, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So what's on your agenda? What would you like to talk about this morning?
Well, let's see. Let's talk. We could talk a little bit about business and how it's been impacted by COVID. Some of that has been beaten to death. Obviously, there's a lot of businesses suffering right now. But we've done some studies and we've done some surveys within our community. Our bank's located exclusively in Northern California. We've got offices in Chico and in Redding, and serve Butte and Shasta County primarily. And we keep a close eye on what's going on with businesses. And a lot of them are persevering through. They're finding ways to, you know, new ways to deliver their product, to deliver their service, and adapting. The feedback we're getting is actually showing that our area, while there's certainly some that are suffering, unemployment continues to be higher than it was a year ago, that we're probably doing better than some of the big cities as far as our businesses and our economic growth and stability. I don't think it's growing right now, but it's
For instance, like Chamber of Commerce, they didn't have to do that, but in our very town. So I went on a positive note here.
Yeah,
Chamber of Commerce went through and gave grants to businesses.
Yes, they helped coordinate that. They took a leadership role. They took a leadership role in helping distribute, and I think they did a wonderful job.
They did.
You know, I don't remember the total numbers, but I think the first was $1 million, and then another $3 million, and now the county has put another $1 million in to for the chamber to distribute to businesses in need. And there's $5,000 to $10,000 increments. It's the goal is to keep businesses, keep people, allow them to pay bills, keep their businesses open until we get through this.
Right. Well, by the way, I wanted everybody to know that if you were concerned about, Carl, the test results have come back negative. So, because if you're around somebody, even if it's a 5 or a 10 day. So, it's interesting because you and I are both out on we're kind of involved with
a lot of different activities
yep. and organizations, a lot of things that have been closed or aren't doing it, such as, but I will say I want to commend President Trump and the fact that we are going to do the Reads Across America, because that was something that was going to be closed.
No,
so that
is
happening.
That's wonderful.
That's outside. They have the Reads. Wear gloves. Come outside and do
enjoy
that.
Enjoy it. Make a choice. Yep.
But so as you're talking about the things that we're involved with, we're – we're in the mask wars for, I just sit back and say, okay, my responsibility as a citizen to the others is that I will mask going in and out of areas. And we're here. We have masks at the station. If you choose to mask, please do so. We will mask if that makes you comfortable. We have them right here at our side. You know, right here at our fingertips that we're, you brought one in. So that's kind of, I feel like, our civic responsibility right now.
I do too. We of course do that at the bank too. And I think all the banks in town mask, require people to have masks in if they come into the lobby in the public areas of the bank, because there's other people there. And it's a responsibility to everybody.
And you're enclosed.
And we have, you know, we've, have offices. If you have your individual offices, we don't allow others in there. And so if you have your door closed in your own individual office, you can choose to take your mask off if you'd like. But if then designate public places to meet. If I need to meet with a customer, we don't meet in my office. We'll meet in the conference room. We clean afterwards. We wear masks in the public areas.
Yeah.
Like you said.
And I think that's just your civic duty during this time, you know, probably until the end of the year. We just have to buck up and face it. And it's we got to take a break. Okay, when we come back, Eric Woodstrom is with me today, who is with Golden Valley Bank, is the senior relationship manager, and he's been a longtime friend. We actually went to high school together. So I said, you know what, you're my anchor. Come on in today. So anyway, we're going to take a break here on KCNR. This is Eric and Linda, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. When we come back, tickets to Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay.
All right.
Yes, and also some Black Bear Diner tickets. Get ready because we're going to give you some hard trivia this Friday morning. We'll be right back.
Don't need no five-star reservations. I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no.
Redding Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Redding Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
There it is. How about now? Is it working yet?
Nope.
Are you on Channel 3?
Why do you keep asking?
Stop asking me why I keep asking Mommy things. Wait, what remote are you using?
The one you handed me.
No, use the gray remote.
There are three of them.
Pick them all up and press the number 3.
Why isn't there an easier way to get all my shows?
I hear you. And we have something for this.
Thank you.
Fine. You know what? We're all reading books.
Stop switching inputs and switch to Dish and get Netflix, YouTube, and more at the push of a button. Dish, tuned into you.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering savings since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a Dish authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details. Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Welcome back to our morning show here, live edition on Free Fire Radio. This is Linda Bott and Eric Woodstrom.
Good morning.
Is with me and hi.
Hi.
Okay, we're going to look. We're looking up something that's just going to really be a challenge. You know. Okay. I know this is kind of gruesome, but on this day in history, there was a very famous trial that is world. That was world-renowned. The world was watching.
On this day.
On this day in history.
This is November 20th.
Yes. And I'm not going to say what year, but it would have been in our life. It, not in our lifetime, but our grandparents' lifetime.
Okay.
So, yeah. Within the last 70 years. A famous trial that was on the international stage.
Okay.
So if you can look that up and just give us a call at 605-4567, we've got $30 in Black Bear Diner Bucks, and you heard us going on about the Reading Garden of Lights. I've got two tickets that are
all
good.
Right.
They're actually open tickets, which is even better because okay. When you go and buy your tickets, they're on a specific date. Let's see somebody's calling in, and we'll find out about that. Meanwhile, just spit out whatever you want to talk about. You've got some things up there, and it's your time on the air, buddy, to share.
Oh, boy. A lot of pressure. All right.
Well, we got a caller right now.
All right. Okay. Oh, by the way, Jared's at the helm. So, good morning. What's your name, and what's your answer?
Bonnie Richards, and I said the Nuremberg trial.
Bonnie Richards, you're the winner.
Oh, good.
Good job, Bonnie.
So the answer is 24 high-ranking Nazis go on trial to Nuremberg, Germany. For
right.
atrocities committed during World War II. The Nuremberg.
I guess you know how old I am.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're a history buff, you would, you know, it doesn't matter what your age, because that was, you know, it was 10 months long and consisted of 216 court sessions.
Wow.
Yes. So many of them were sentenced to death, and it was, you know, they got their comeuppance.
Right.
So I know that.
That it was gruesome.
Yeah, so thank you for your call, and you know, you can come to the station where, you know, you can come in with the mask and get and get your Garden of the Lights. We went yesterday, and it was absolutely stunning. You are going to be so proud that
good.
Reading has brought this to the
good.
North State. People are going to
sorry, good. I interrupted.
No, thank you, Bonnie.
And thank you so much for your program. I listen to it every morning.
Oh, boy.
Well, you made our day.
Listening. Yep.
Yeah.
Good
right.
job,
and
Bonnie.
My day. Then I go to Rush after that. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes, you
right.
too.
You
thank
too.
You.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, and like Carl always says, guys, well, no, this is really if you've got a daughter or you want to get something for your mom, or women, if you want to get something for your husband, there's cufflinks, there's, you know, you maybe have a watch, maybe you have an heirloom piece and you're just not quite sure. You know, there's a watchmaker there that actually, there is nobody. I mean, all the jewelry stores take their watches to this guy, and he's located in the back. But you can't see him because he's behind a little office, which is, I think, how he likes to prefer to work. And that's at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
Okay.
So Eric Woodstrom is with us this morning, and you are the Senior Relationship Manager. What does that mean, Eric?
It means that I help bring in business and help customers and prospective customers with their banking needs. So
like, somebody comes to you and says, okay, look, yeah, I have this little ranch, or I have, you know, I have a mobile home, and I need to figure out how I need to loop it together, maybe do a loan for both, or I need to take money out of whatever I have in order to gift it, or that kind of thing. So this is what you do.
We work with that, and we work with businesses, mostly businesses, and helping them with their loans and financial needs. You know, if they're expanding businesses or buying a building.
Oh, wonderful.
Or
there's a lot of that going on,
yeah,
right
there
now.
There is. There actually is. And, you know, interest rates are low, and they're as low as they've been in my working lifetime. And so it's a good time for those that are looking to move from being a tenant to being an owner, or expanding their business, to consider borrowing money. So we work with them to make sure that it's put a loan together and in a way that they can afford it, and help them be successful.
Well, I know that you're with another institution, and it was because of you really working for us that made it possible for us to buy a radio station that
almost was 11 years ago.
Yeah, it was December 14th. Very good. And we work with you, and we know that sometimes things change, and you go somewhere that fits and inspires and embraces what you have, your gifts. And it's not just because we're friends. That helps. But it's because you believed in something. You believed in an idea.
And you guys had a plan and an idea. And we worked hard together to put it to paper and make some sense out of it. And there was some give and take back and forth. And
we tried, Carl was really good with the plan. We basically tried because we were the little engine that could. We were not going to let corporate push us around. And that's what happened. And we were so determined.
Right.
It was just pure chutzpah. You know, and there's been a couple times we thought we'd run out of gas, but you know,
but
something pulls us
and
through.
Keep going.
And you know what pulls us through? People like you, Eric. I'm not kidding. It's the people in this community.
Yes, it's a wonderful community.
Every day there's a gift, like Bonnie Richardson calling it. I mean, she didn't have to say that. That just fluffed my feathers.
Yeah, that just reinforces that what you're doing is valuable to the community. It's, it's enjoyed. It's people look up to you guys for information and conversation on issues that are impacting our community. You know, you're fair, let people both sides of a controversy talk. And
you have to do that in banking. You're going to have
absolutely.
to kind of be like like the priest
a little
when
bit.
People sit in front of you and
you know,
can
they,
have
they,
opposing.
They tell their doctor their medical secrets. They tell their priest their personal secrets, and they tell us their financial secrets.
Right.
And so we have to keep them secret and help them, be more successful. That's kind of our goal, and it's a ton of fun. You know, that what is the satisfaction for a banker when I went to school and thought being a banker would be really neat because you have all that money around you. Well, it's all everybody else's money, so it's not your money, but it's still. But the satisfaction for a banker is seeing helping a customer buy something, build a business, and be successful, and just watching them grow. That's the satisfaction you get as a banker, and we still get it today. It's a ton
well
of fun.
At the end of the day, you know, when you're standing in line somewhere to get, you know, at Costco, or you're standing in line, what, you know, and you have somebody who comes up, taps you on the shoulder, and says, you remember me? And you're like, you know, you're just trying to, you know, your eyes are going in circles. I know what. I'm telling you, all the time.
It's not alone. Ton of fun.
And everybody listening's been there sometime. Yep. And you're like, you know, and they're telling you, you did. Thank you very much. You listened to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And or it's a neighbor down the street and you gave some advice too. So you've been, you know, you've been very steady. And like I said, thank you for being here with me this morning and this whole.
No, it's always fun to come on the air. Even though the big shoes I've got to fill of Carl's. You know, okay. It's tough.
Well, we're going to take a break, and I've got one more trivia question, but this is for $30 more of Black Bear Diner. This is a hard one, guys. The question is, on which river is the Kariba Dam? On which river is the Kariba Dam? Now, this is
where did you find
to
this?
Our world. This is not just California or the United States. This is in our world. This is a geography question. On which river is the Kariba Dam? Spells with a K, damn. And then you'll get $30 of Black Bear Diner Bucks. And we're going to have to take a break on those so you can call in. And we have a special guest coming up at 7:30. This is Eric Wittstrom and Linda Bott on the morning edition of Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
The Lung Affair is a nonprofit organization that raises public awareness about lung cancer as well as implementing smoking cessation programs within the community. The Lung Affair was started and is supported by Pace Cancer Center in 2008. Money generated through this program is then allocated for smoking cessation and lung cancer awareness programs in Shasta County, including education programs for elementary, middle, and high schools. We also create public service advertisements about the dangers of smoking and have them placed at numerous area bus stops with wide visibility, as well as on the sides of robber buses. due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, our event this year will be held as an online raffle posted on the Pace Cancer Center Facebook page. There will be 3 gift baskets available for raffle, and tickets will be available at the Pace Cancer Center. In addition, you can also donate to this fundraising event. Tickets are now available and will be available till 4 p.m. on Wednesday, November 24th, and the raffle will be drawn on Monday, November 30th. Help us help our community. Pace Cancer Center and the Lung Affair.
And welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR. Happy Friday on the 20th here. Again, it's going to be sunny with a high near 64 today and overnight lows of 38. Jared's at the helm. This is Linda Bott, and sitting with me this morning is Eric Woodstrom, filling in for Carl, who is the Senior Relationship Manager of Golden Valley Bank. And I want to do a shout-out to Leanne. Congratulations, you won of the answer, which is the Zambazi. Did I say that correctly?
She did. That's all that's important.
Exactly. And so you won the $30 to the Black Bear Diner. So
all right.
Congratulations to that, as well as...
And they're serving food, and they've got, I know I've seen their outdoor dining.
Exactly. Yep. Well, when I asked you today, asked you a few weeks ago if you'd fill in for Carl today, and of course, Eric and I have known each other for years and years, and you said absolutely, and I'm just so happy to see you today.
Thank you. It's fun to be here, Linda.
You're looking
enjoy it.
Healthy and happy.
Yes. Yep. We're healthy
and
happy.
That's important.
And I'm a new grandpa. I became a grandpa 2 months ago. So
first time,
yeah. So
oh my
that's
gosh!
Exciting.
For some reason, kids are in your life.
Yeah,
you've got 4.
We have 4 kids. Yeah, mm-hmm. Annie, our oldest daughter, had a baby in September.
Oh, yeah. So are you biting his toes?
Everything. He's just cute as can be. I spent the night with him pretty much last night too, and just had a ton of fun.
Can't get enough of that.
Yeah, it's a ton of fun. It's something.
Oh,
it's
well,
worthwhile.
Congratulations. Yeah. You know, much
Thank
love
you.
And
yeah,
muscle
so
talk.
Things are going well.
Okay, so with us, you brought this really, can I say, beautiful guest
yes.
in. So I want to say good morning, or we want to say good morning, and everybody introduce to Christy Davis. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And you're also with Golden Valley Bank, and you're the Vice President of Relationships and Banking and the Banking Manager.
Yes.
All right. So what does that mean? And tell us about your history with the bank, and you started the bank here.
Yes.
You were brought in here to open it.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about your history, if you don't mind, and share with our listeners a little bit about what Golden Valley Bank is, how you got involved with it, and why you came here. Are you living here? Tell us about your story.
Yeah. So I'm actually born and raised in Shasta County. Live in Cottonwood, went to West Valley. All my kids went to West Valley. My husband went to West Valley. So I was born and raised in the area, but I always say I was raised in the banking community industry because I started, right out of high school in banking, and then was at an institution here in Reading for about 20 years. It was a local bank. And so that's just kind of my niche. Mm-hmm. I liked it, looking for something a little different, and Golden Valley Bank came along and wanted to open up an office here in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
We have an office in Chico. It's been there about 14 years now. As of May 1st, that was our day 2006 that we opened our doors to the Chico community. And we had a loan production office here in Reading for about 10 years prior to me starting. So 3 years ago, in October of 2017, they hired me to come in and work with their current lender that was in the Reading market for the 10 years, Jay Regan, hired me to work with him side by side and look for an office and open a bank that was going to be a full functioning business banking office is what we wanted to do.
Full
so
service.
We want full service, personal accounts, business accounts.
So you went from a loan agency or a company into expanding into a bank.
Yes.
And so we all know, Eric, being in business, that business owners is that you, when you start something, you start to headhunt, and let's just call it what it is.
Yeah.
And you look for the people, like if you own a restaurant, you want to, what chef is in town? Maybe he's, you know, let's see if we can. And there's always an in-between stage where maybe somebody wants to make a change. So they looked for you. They found you. It was a golden one. Excuse me. I had to do a tongue-in-cheek opportunity to have Christy come. And this is just fantastic. So you partnered up with Regan was his last name, right?
Yeah, and he was doing the loans in our community.
Right. And then you started, did you start the bank in Chico?
No, I didn't. I mean, our office did. That was our first office, yeah. Okay. But I wasn't with them until we started the Reading Project. And the plan was for me to about 6 months, get a bank opened in Reading, and I would be managing it. So I kind of wore a lot of hats. I still do. When I got hired, it was like, you're going to be doing a little bit of everything. I did not know that I was going to be learning a lot about construction and interior designing.
Oh,
but,
wow.
So I got to do it all alongside another employee out of Chico that helped me. Yeah, we picked off the paint. We went into an office that had, it was a shell office. We tore down walls, reconstructed it. It's beautiful. Our office in Chico is beautiful, so we really wanted to copy that in Reading and make sure it had the same meaning. And
so tell us about your bank, where you're located, and mm-hmm. what, again, would be your specialty. When people are listening right now, why change? Why come to Golden Valley? I want to hear this.
Yeah. So we're at 250 Hempstead, Suite 100. In Reading. We say that we're the bank with the million-dollar view, bank on the bluff. And we are really the bank stands for being the best bank in town. Two things we talk about is we want to be the best bank in town, and we provide what we call AOCS. And anybody that starts at the bank, the moment you walk in that door and have that interview, it's talked about. And it stands for outstanding, absolutely outstanding customer service. Actually, Jake Mangus has even kind of copied it from us because he likes the acronym. But that's just what we're about. Business customers walk in. We want them to feel like we're going to take the time to get to know them. Again, that's where we're geared toward. But any customer that's walking in that door, we want to know them. They know us. We want them to feel welcomed when they walk in. Know that any of their business banking needs, anything that they're going to need, we're going to talk and we're going to take the time to figure it out, how we can help them. And at the same time, you talked about, you know, headhunting or creating this great atmosphere. And I pride myself on that completely.
We have the best team.
Yeah, and
we have fun. We get work done. Everybody pitches in when you need to.
Yeah.
And I think the customers,
it's
the customers enjoy it when they come in. Mm-hmm. And the view's not so bad either.
Yeah, the view's not so bad.
So, okay, we have a question from the chat room. In fact, I need to pull that up. What's the interest on a 30-year loan?
Eric's your loan man.
There we go. They're referring to a 30-year mortgage, and rates are still right around 3 or just under 3. So 30 fixed for the best rates, for the highest qualifying borrowers. Uh-huh. You can still finance or refinance home mortgages at or around 3%. That's what today's rates are.
Okay, depending on your credit.
Depending on your credit, your stability of income, how much money you've put down, how much equity you might have in your. There's a lot of things that depend on it, but we process home mortgages, we accept applications, and work with people all the time on helping them finance a purchase or refinance their existing debt. So
okay, that's still wonderful, because I think that was pretty in depth. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. And feel free. I've got the chat pack up now. So if you want to keep asking, there you go. You're welcome. So. Anyway, that's great. If you got questions, you've got the guys right now. I mean, of course you want to walk in the bank and you want to see and feel and you want to shake a hand, safely, of course. But anyway, so Christy Davis is with us. We're going to have to take a quick break, an early break, and we'll be right back because we've got a lot of questions to ask Christy Davis. And Eric Woodstrom is here with me at the helm on KCNR here. It's the morning show. And a quick shout out to, we're going to talk about that when we come back. Anyway, let's just go ahead and take this break. And again, give us a call if you have questions, 605-4567. And it's going to be, sunny today with a high 64 and overnight lows of 38. We'll do a more in-depth forecast when we get back here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games. With safety measures in place, including plexiglass to allow for physical distancing, sterilization of chips and gaming area, plus our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24/7. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. Your safety matters to us. WindRiver.com.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 9OS APG 009-401-00 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard for all your John Deere, Ag, and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to the morning show here. This is Linda Vide. Good morning, everybody. Along with Eric Woodstrom.
Good morning.
Yeah, so nice to have you here. Sitting in for
Good
Carl.
Good to be here.
Yeah, on this beautiful Friday morning. It's clear and it's gorgeous.
Yes, and hey, we're going to be clear and gorgeous for the weekend, too, isn't it?
Well, yes, I think we have a little bit of showers on Sunday night.
Okay.
Mostly cloudy than chance of showers with a low of 38.
Oh,
so,
goodness.
Yeah, and in fact, I think tonight's patchy frost they're calling for. With a low of 38. So, anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by a veteran-owned business that has been with us again since day one, and that's Jeff, owner of Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. He knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. Now, we're in a season right now where we're turning our heater on, we're opening the windows, they're down. This is where the cracks and the chips get to grow. This happens in the summertime, too, when you're blasting your air conditioning. So if you've got a chip or a crack, this guy will get you in and out in a couple hours. He's great. He could do cracks up to 24 inches. You bring in your vehicle for a free inspection and analysis. So get your windshield repair by a master windshield repair specialist located at 3208 South Market. Or you can call for an appointment at 241-8373. All right. So with us this morning, again, is Eric Woodstrom. He is with Golden Valley Bank as the Senior Relationship Manager. And Christy Davis, who is the Vice President of Relationship and Banking Manager. Now, we talked at the break, and I think it's very important. In the chat pack we have, Linda, can you ask the guests if they help customers with PPP loans?
And the answer is yes. We participated heavily in the PPP loan process, and that kicked off in April with some of the first legislation passed by the Congress. We put out 475 yeah. loans, you know, $100 million or so of of money to businesses in both communities, Butte and Shasta County. And you know, a lot of banks participated in them, and in that too. We certainly served our own customers as well as other businesses that just had a need. They were frustrated, may have been frustrated with their bank in getting information or getting processed, and it was like we said, drinking water out of a fire hose there for a while. But we, you know, we participated heavily, and so now we're in the forgiveness process, and so we're working with our customers that have received PPP loans, and getting the paperwork put together and to get that loan forgiven, which, you know, so that it ends up being more of a grant to the business than a loan that they have to repay if they have, you know, if they use the money for maintaining employees, keeping the know, keeping the lights on. So,
well, we were a recipient.
Yep.
And it was very important. I mean, otherwise, I mean, we have staff. And it does cost for, guess what, electricity, insurance.
People have bills.
Insurance, and to, I mean, every day we did a bottom line of what it costs to open our window, open our front door, just to stay in business. So, Christy, at the break, and I think it's so important that we talk about an institution such as Golden Valley Bank, the things that you're doing in the community, and I found this quite interesting about your community fund.
Yes.
Just for example.
Yes, so we have the Community Foundation.
Community Foundation.
Yes, so it is, like Eric had mentioned, it's an account where we donate. The bank has actually put in lots and lots of money from day one, even before I even started with the bank. And we weren't open, what, a little over a year, I think, when car fire hit. And there was only two of us, and it was Jay and I. And $50,000, just no questions asked. You take that. You and Jay figure out in the community, because you guys are the ones that are up there. You know the need. You figure out where that money needs to go. And so we were able to distribute it, and we still have some of it left that we've looked for things that we can be a part of and give back and help rebuild things. And it's just so important to the bank. The Community Foundation is a segue of where funds can be I don't know. Don't even business owners
distributed.
Yes, but like with the campfire, car fire, businesses could come in and say, we want to allocate this amount of money. This is, we're going to start just putting money in, and then the bank will be the one that cuts the checks and helps mitigate where that money's going to go. And and so just the bank itself, it is absolutely truly amazing. And I just was a part of an event last month that today we're going to be presenting a check to for Reading Yamaha and Homeward Bound. And I've had many people tell me, oh, if people are asking, well, who is this bank? They haven't been around very long. What do you mean they're giving this money, you know? So it's
Tell us about this event.
So the Homeward Bound, Reading Yamaha has done it quite a few years now. And this year we were the title sponsor, the main sponsor to put it on. And it is a bike ride. It's a motorcycle ride that we did on a sunny Saturday up to Burney, Hat Creek, and it's raising money for local veterans. And all the money that was raised, and this was the biggest year, it was $31,000 and some change that went to Homeward Bound, and it all stays in our community to help local veterans. And then also Christmas packages that we box up in December and they send out, and we're going to be a part of that this year as well.
That's why you were shopping till 10 o'clock last night.
No, last night I was actually shopping for Give Reading, which Give Reading is something that O2 staff puts on every year to benefit One Safe Place. So they gather all the goods this morning. It'll be from 7 to 11. And we've been collecting goods for the past couple weeks.
What kind of goods?
There's a list of stuff. It can be Christmas items, Thanksgiving. It's not just for Thanksgiving dinner, though. It's any non-perishable items. But last night I went shopping because there is a list of day before items like turkeys, hams, snacks for the kids, juices, pancake mix, syrup, peanut butter, jelly, like any type of item. And it's to really just bulk up their inventory of items that they provide for
and
anyone
that's
coming
into
the
market. And this is O2 that, okay, so there's three things that we talked about just now. I want to get clear.
Yes.
Last night you were shopping for the stuff to go to O2.
For Give Reading.
That's going to?
One Safe Place.
One Safe Place.
That's
okay.
Today.
That's, a, you know, dear, near and dear
yes.
to our heart as well. We're very involved in, you know, in that body of work.
Yes.
The before that, you talked about
the bike ride. Soldier benefit ride.
For we totally the veteran thing.
Yep,
so,
Homeward Bound.
And is there, so if somebody comes in, let's just say, okay, because we also know that some people have this every year,
yes.
they have to pull money out of something where it's like they, it's called a gifting or like say they have a $10,000 something out of a CD. I don't know. I've heard about this before and then they distribute it. So if somebody's looking to gift something to a charity, I think you've just mentioned two or three things that mm-hmm. were really, valid that are in need. So
yeah.
three things that the Golden Valley is involved in is, are these items, these,
yeah, well, and
organizations right now.
Exactly. And the other thing that's just that we just recently did is from the Community Foundation, we were allocated $60,000 that Eric and I and the employees with the Reading office, we talked about what are 12 organizations. Let's pick 12. 12 organizations that are local in Shasta County that need COVID relief, COVID relief help. For some reason,
you know,
they're...
This has been a tough year for nonprofits
yeah.
to raise money, and the bank
definitely
committed over the summer $250,000, $250,000 to be distributed within our service area in both
yep.
Butte and Shasta. And so we got together, came up with a list of about 12 nonprofits.
Well, we have
$60,000 and
yep.
have just written checks because you know
yeah.
to give back
so
to the community.
That is so wonderful and because I can tell you that we have a lot of as a media, you know, on the morning show, we have a lot of nonprofits that come
sure.
in and are looking to raise money for
talk about their events.
Yeah. Talk about
things,
their events,
all...
and then we, through the 12 years that Carla and I've been doing this, we've either emceed or we, you know,
yeah, you've donated resources.
Or, yeah, I mean, we attend and we try to circulate and get people excited about
yeah.
it. So I love.
Yep. Yeah.
The fact that you brought into our view tonight, today, this morning, what your mission statement,
mm-hmm.
what you guys are doing as far as a community bank for Reading.
Absolutely.
Yep. You know,
so do you have a mission statement?
We do. Christy, do you know what it is?
I don't know it off the top of my head.
No,
okay, I mean,
no,
I put you on that spot.
We do have a mission statement.
Moving
but,
the community
yeah,
forward.
But really, you know, and the community is so good to us and supportive
yeah.
of us that, you know, we have an obligation to
you're
give
living
back.
The mission statement.
We
let's
have to
just
give
say
back.
That.
And
yeah.
you know, so giving back to the community continues that, perpetuates
exactly.
that.
Yeah.
But we truly believe, and it starts, you know, with our CEO, that we have an obligation to give back to the community, both time and money,
yeah.
you know, that's been so good to us.
Well, these people that come into your business, and we're going to say thank you and for the show,
thank
but
you.
Let's just say that I put you on the spot, and I'm really sorry about that.
No.
It's almost like the Boy Scout oath. Okay, your oath is that you are loving your work, you're loving the souls, because
yeah.
everybody has worked hard for their money, and it's very important that they... There's like a living, breathing community that we're
exactly.
in.
Yeah.
And we've gone through some trauma with the fires, with
oh,
COVID.
My goodness.
Yeah.
And the very thing
one
I'm
thing
hearing from
another.
You and Golden Valley Bank
yep.
is that you are...
we're part of the community.
Yeah,
you're feeding that. You're helping that circulate.
Yes.
So thank you so much, Christy, for joining us this
thank
morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we're going to take a break on that note. We really, really appreciate that. And we're going to be back. I wanted to say that this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark at Home Helpers. I mean, this is a time when you're going to be visiting your folks, perhaps, or family members. And they are licensed and bonded. If you need somebody for just a day or a week or 2 weeks or somebody that's going to stay with your loved one that's going to check their medicine and check their stats and be there, licensed and bonded is a very important thing that we want to hear these days that you can call Reading Home Helpers. Sharon Clark has owned this business and loved this business for a long time. So anyway, we are going to take a break here. More with guess what? What's happening in the real estate market in the North State? This is Linda Bott and Eric Woodstrom at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Don't go anywhere. That's part of the latest coronavirus guidance from the nation's top public health agency, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, trying to discourage us from gathering for Thanksgiving as the virus surges around the country. Pfizer today applying to the FDA for emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. Albert Bourla is the drug maker's CEO.
Once they give us the green light, our goal is to start shipping in a couple of hours after we receive the green light.
He spoke with Britain's Sky News. Dr. Deborah Birx, member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, says that many seemingly healthy people have actually infected others with COVID-19.
Sometimes when we go indoors and we're with friends and family, we just assume that if you look okay, you are okay. And now we know that over 50% of the individuals, particularly among those under 35, many could be infected and unknowingly spreading the virus.
And she says that makes mask wearing and social distancing all the more important. President Trump won by a landslide. We're going to prove it. That from Trump attorney Sidney Powell. She alleges foreign corruption involving Dominion voting systems whose software was used in the election. Powell saying there is no doubt it has been used to alter elections in other countries. The president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, contends that affidavits and other evidence prove widespread fraud.
I've tried 100 cases. I prosecuted some of the most dangerous criminals in the world. I know crimes. I can smell them. You don't have to smell this one. I can prove it to you 18 different ways.
Dominion voting system denying allegations of any wrongdoing. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 148 points. Well, the NASDAQ trading 12 points higher, the S&P 500 index currently 9 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Restrictions may apply. Plans and costs for coverage may vary. Call Protect My Car for details.
These days, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you own a car, truck, or SUV made from 1999 or higher, you could stop paying for car repairs. That's right, you might not have to pay a penny to have it repaired. Just dial *1244 on your mobile phone now to see if you qualify. You must have an automobile made from 1999 or higher, and all repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past. Dial *1244 on your mobile phone today and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. That's right, total protection for your car and no more repair bills. Plus, free roadside assistance, free towing, free car rental, and free oil changes. Just dial *1244 on your mobile phone now to see if your car qualifies. That's *1244. Never pay for car repairs again. Just dial *1244 on your mobile phone now. Dial *1244.
A coronavirus lockdown in the state of South Australia will be lifted early after the man who caused it was found to have lied.
The authorities say a man infected with COVID-19 wasn't a customer at a pizza shop in Adelaide, which was a coronavirus hotspot, but a member of staff. His initial account led health officials to believe that given his brief exposure to the disease in the restaurant, they were dealing with a new super strain of the virus. It sent the state of South Australia into a sudden and hard lockdown. It's now clear the man worked closely alongside a colleague who tested positive for the coronavirus.
That's the BBC's Phil Mercer. Mexico has passed the 100,000 mark in COVID-19 deaths, becoming only the fourth country to do so, amid concerns about the lingering physical as well as psychological scars on survivors. News and analysis, townhall.com. The feds would like your thoughts on autonomous vehicles.
The U.S. government's Road Safety Agency is asking for public comments on how it should regulate safe deployment of self-driving vehicles. Seeking public comment is an early step in drawing up possible regulations, but that process could take years. So far, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has taken a voluntary approach to autonomous vehicles without standards and regulations. That has brought criticism from the National Transportation Safety Board and safety advocates for being too hands-off. Keith Peters reporting.
Well, some retailers like Walmart are thriving during the pandemic. Others, like Macy's, having a tougher go of it. Macy's swung to a quarterly loss. Sales tumbled 22%.
as a department store chain struggled to bring shoppers back into its stores. Again, on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 146 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to the 8 o'clock edition here. We're live. This is KCNR. Of course, you just heard Carla Linda Bott. Hey, Carl's on assignment this morning, so the next best thing is Eric Woodstrom.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you. It's great to be here.
My friend from the 70s.
Yes.
Back when it was golden. When we could, like, float down the river, the American River. And, didn't have helmets when we rode around on our bikes.
No, And we rode around all night long, all day long.
We were 70s kids.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a golden era.
It was wonderful.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, so I hate to sound like back when we were kids.
Yep,
anyway. Eric Woodstrom definitely is a good man. And if it wasn't for Eric, I'm not sure Carl and I would have had support. We had support, but I mean, you have to have banking support. So Eric was instrumental in getting us up and running here with our radio station, which was just a little tiny one room.
Fun to watch you and Carl, take this from a piece of paper and an idea to what it is today. It's just wonderful.
Well,
11 years.
11
coming
years
up in December.
December 14th.
Wow.
We were just this. Bob Alonji was there, and he had just gone through the swine flu.
Yes.
And then Carl got the swine flu, and I remember we just had this little sound of, and we were just, and everybody was calling in, and all of our political people called in and granted us to get it, gave us the night's touch. And but anyway, so we feel blessed. It's been a long row. It hasn't been easy, but we've had faith and encouragement, and we love this community. We're very invested in this community, and so there are often times when we wake up and where do we want to go, what do we want to do, because Carl and I have lived all over the world separately before we were ever married. And you hear this, I know it becomes redundant after a while, but we just feel like, well, you know what? There's no place like home. I mean, we're definitely Dorothy with this clicking of the heels three times. We want to go back to this feeling of there's just no place like this place. So we're just very blessed.
And you've built this station and you and Carl with what you do in the community and who you bring on and your talk, you've built this into, an asset in the community, just a valuable asset where people can come and they can talk about their stories, they can talk about their successes, you get the politicians on during the election and get all the candidates in and just allow people to have a voice.
That's our community. I mean, like when we come up, if we're gathering at Thanksgiving, I mean, we've just been through an election. I still feel like we're not really, we still don't, I'm one of those that until a fat lady sings and somebody, don't say fat lady. Well, there was an opera singers at one time, and if I don't have that card, open that card and it's, the opera singer. But let's go into the weather. Today we'll be sunny with a high of 64 and our overnight lows of 38. Tomorrow calls for patchy frost and sunny with a high of 67 and our overnight lows of 35. And Sunday calls for patchy frost, then mostly cloudy with a high of 62 and overnight lows of 38. That's our weekend forecast. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. We also want to invite you to go to KCNR1460.com and join our chat pack, because we are going to be in for a wonderful next hour with our guest from House of Realty. And we are with Cameron and Bruce Middleton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so here we are in November of 2020. We've been through fires. We've been through COVID. We're going through COVID.
Pandemic.
The pandemics. We've been through the market. We've been through still an election process. But let's talk about Prop 15.
Yeah, that one was quite interesting. For those that aren't aware, Prop 15 was put on the ballot in November, and that would have changed, removed the Prop 13 protections from commercial and industrial property. And so that was one we certainly, as an association and a larger our state association of realtors really tried to fight against, realizing that the negative impacts of that would have been extraordinary. So what it would have done is, right now, if you purchase a commercial property, it only goes up to the property tax rate only goes up 2% per year. With Prop 15, the property would have been reassessed at market value every 3 years, which would have created absolute havoc with every county assessor recorder in the state. But what you would have seen is rents rise dramatically, literally overnight. So in some cases, the property tax rate could have gone up 400-500%. Not a small incremental increase, but a massive one. And so that was one, certainly, I think it the final numbers were about 52-48 that failed in the state of California. So that one was really a big deal. I think here, especially in the midst of COVID, certainly seeing here in Reading, just a lot of the projects and the development and things that are occurring. You know, what we have now is a predictable property tax structure. And so by having that, it really allows people to be able to properly invest in the future. And as Eric can attest to as well, when you're looking at the financing of a building, should have a steady insurance rate. You know how much your payments are going to be. And then if you know how much your taxes are going to be going forward, it allows you to figure out whether or not this is a doable project.
Whether it's a good investment for the investor and a safe loan for the lender. And yeah, like you said, Cameron, you know, all we really want is predictability. And so whatever that is, but when you start having unpredictable expense that may change every 3 years, it'll create havoc in the market.
Well, it's hard to do projections. Yes. When that's on the table.
Yeah. And it's hard to have commit to a tenant to a rate that may change. There's provisions in a lot of leases that if taxes change, that the rates may change.
Well, that factor is incorporated in most, yep, where if there's a tax increase, it's passed on. And this couldn't have happened at a worse time. I mean, with what's going on with the economy and COVID, there's a lot of vacancy, a lot of businesses that don't know whether they're going to continue or just call it quits.
Mm-hmm. And then at that time, let's just bring up, for our listeners, that if you have questions, you know, people may be sitting on an idea and they're thinking, oh, what a terrible time to start a business. Well, you can all attest to, and I encourage you to call in to 605-4567 if you have a question for our guest this morning, because we started our business at the height of,
yes,
of whatever, what we, not the height of the fall,
yeah,
of our economy.
The recession or
the
whatever.
Great,
yes.
Yep, the Great Recession.
Yeah. And we did it because we figured if we don't do this now, and so, you know, how do you do that? Well, you've got your people who help you through to do it, live a dream. So I would encourage people that regardless of what's going through, I mean, downtown, and we're going to talk about that when we come back, unbelievable. Just open your eyes and see the visual landscape changing downtown. And I think, oh, my God, we just can walk downtown and it's going to be something that we've never experienced before. It's just like what's happened with the Reading, the lights that are happening over Turtle Bay. That is, I think, a vision of what our future is going to be. Yeah, we're going through 2020, but you know what? There's always going to be some time in your life, a year of hell. It's a double-sided coin. You can look at it, but there's always a joy, a birth.
A birth. And a rebirth.
And a rebirth.
What we're seeing downtown.
And I think this is what we're going to experience. So we need to keep our focus on that. And we couldn't be happier to have, of course, House of Realty and the Middletons with us as we go into our break. We're going to be talking about the election. Park Marina And we're going to be asking our listeners, too, to call in if you have questions about real estate, what's happening on the market right now. We have two of our great experts, who, by the way, sold us our home on Chestnut Street.
And who we helped us find our home and the home we're in today.
Oh, really? Yeah, I didn't know that. That's great. So we're just having a little gooey fest here, aren't we? All right. We're going to come right back. And this portion of the show, speaking of beautifying your home, Estate Granite. You know, we love Mike Hoover, and he is definitely, you know, you want to give your keys to somebody if you got to leave town. And we did that with him. And we came back, and we had our beautiful granite in our kitchen. And a lot of people are spending more time at home now. So now's a great time to make your home the way you've always dreamed. So you can go to get a consultation from Mike, and you can call 241-STONE Estate Granite. This is KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. Your talk radio will be right back after these messages.
Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games. With safety measures in place, including plexiglass to allow for physical distancing, sterilization of chips and gaming area, plus our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24/7. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. Your safety matters to us. WinRiver.com.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH-authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
He always knows. Our beautiful producer, Jared, knows. If you're going to make Linda happy, play some ABBA. It's just a must. It's like, actually, I should wake up in the morning. That should be like my, definitely like my wake-up call this morning. I think I heard like bells or birds or something, you know. Anyway, welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR. Very happy to be here. If you're just tuning in, this is Linda Bodd and Eric Woodstrom.
Good morning, Linda.
At
good
the helm.
To be here.
Yeah, and you've got a new position.
I'm with Golden Valley Bank. I've been there a little over a year, and helping them build the business here in Reading. You had Christy on early, who helped, who started the office, and in Reading, and about 3 years ago started the process, and we're growing the banking business and giving, like she said, AOCS, absolutely outstanding customer mm-hmm. service, and being also giving back to the community.
See, this is why it's thank you so much, Eric, for that. We have a platform here, of course, with the radio station and now 96.5, which it goes to a larger listening audience. That, when we turn on, it's really doom and gloom. And, you know, we've got friends with COVID and we're masking and, you know, what's happening with, you know, but we have to put our feet in front of each other every day and say, who am I going to be today? How am I going to feel today? What am I going to put out into the community today? So I'm very happy to have Eric. I asked you some time ago if you'd take this day. Carl's on assignment. And Eric, we go back, we're 70s kids, we went to high school together, and I've watched you, you're a wonderful family man, and just recently a new grandfather.
A new grandpa.
So yep. Congratulations on that, and we're coming back on this portion of the show with our good friends from House of Realty, the Middletons, and we've got Cameron, who's the son of Bruce, who, when we first moved to town, sold us our house and took us all over the place, and that's when the market was super, super high. We're kind of back there, aren't we?
Yeah, we've gotten back there. I'd like to do just a quick shout-out to the bank. I had the privilege of representing the landlord where they're located, and so we worked that lease out, and they've been a great asset to the community. They're everything they do, and I told Christy when I saw her this morning, I'd seen three ads already for Golden Valley Bank. But no, their involvement in the community has been exceptional and really unsurpassed as far as I know. But they've been a great asset, and we're really happy to have them here. I have a brother-in-law who, in Chico, was one of the original shareholders.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the bank when it was established.
Sure.
He was a longtime engineer in Chico, and he's been on, stockholder from day one.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Yeah. He brags on it. His only comment was, I wished I'd have bought more stock.
Well, as we talk about our community growing and the beautiful things that are happening with the development, we're going to be talking with the Middletons here with House of Realty, with some of the things that they're involved with and the inventory in the Reading and Shasta County area. But, you know, speaking of which, of course, we know about the tragedy that happened in the Emerson family, and a beloved person, Susan Emerson, who had tragically passed away. But on Tuesday night, the Reading City Council voted to accept a significant gift. This is a press release I want to share with you in the memory of Susan Emerson from her husband, George Emerson, and their sons, Garrett, Colin, Vaughn, and Dane, and their wives. The $1 million gift will fund a public art installation that will serve as a unique landmark adjacent to the Stress Ribbon Bridge on the Sacramento River Trail. Now, please help me, because I haven't been here that long, only 13 years. Where's the Stress Ribbon Bridge?
So that is up the Sacramento River to the west, to the northwest, towards Keswick. So where the river trail goes up along the south side of the river and then cuts back across and then comes back down towards Harlan and Lake Redding.
Right.
Right there. It's right up there. So when I go on my many, many mile jogs every morning, maybe it's not many miles, or maybe I'm not even jogging, but that's the route I would go.
That's when he wakes up.
If I go and do that, yeah, it would be down that area. Very nice.
Yeah, it's the walking bike bridge. Mm-hmm. And I think the round trip from the Sundial Bridge is about 7 or 8 miles if you go up one side across and back down.
Oh, okay.
We used to do that with the kids and scouts and different things.
Oh, wonderful.
So we knew it was about an 8 mile trip.
I could Google it and find out. But
yeah, but, probably could. But the ribbon bridge is up there. It's a beautiful bridge over the river.
Okay, maybe have gone across this bridge, but I didn't know the name of it. So the gift will also provide new paint and paving for the Stress Ribbon Bridge structures and approaches, as well as long-term maintenance on the artwork and the surrounding area.
Because that bridge was damaged during the fire.
Significantly during the car fire. That whole area was really where it...
This will help bring it back.
So she was a lover, of course. She was... loved the trails. She was very much involved with the community and very loved, beloved, and her good works and for many of the nonprofits and schools, you know. So it was a tragic passing, and so this is like a beautiful memory. And this is going to be a beautiful, like, what do you call it, when, you know, like this art piece that's created in her memory, and I think it couldn't be more a perfect way of symbolism of what's happening here in the North State and the heart of the people from here. So let's talk about downtown. I was with somebody last night when we went to the Redding Garden of Lights, which is spectacular. I want to bring that up one more time because that we had there was a media soft kind of like launch last night. It won't open until November 27th to the public, but it was an amazing experience, and I was, again, I'm going to say the word, I was very proud to feel that this community, through these dire times, is moving forward with vision. There is vision happening in Redding. Let's talk about some of the downtown buildings that we're seeing, and people are like, well, how do you get these apartments? What do you do about these apartments? And it's not something I think a lot of people know about, so can you help us in understanding what is going on with these buildings. How there's some that are for rent and some that are have to be affordable. What is it, Cameron?
Yeah. So in the individual projects have sales offices that you can reach out to direct, very easy to find online. But essentially what it is it's a breakdown. So with a project like this that's involved with grants, where it required some grant funding and there's some tax credits and things involved, The way that it works is that there's a percentage of the units, the apartments, that are market rate. Most are affordable housing units at various levels. So what will happen is there's then a percentage for those, say, that make 80% of the median income, family income in Shasta County. So if you make about 80% of the average income in Shasta County, there are units set aside for you and a rental rate for that tier. Then if you make 60% of the median family income in Shasta County, there's a certain percentage of units set aside for that tier and also a corresponding rate that's lower. So it really depends upon your income. And I know they've had a lot of inquiries already, at least on the new project, the one that's just about to be completed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the market, I think it's Market Center Project is the name, which is really, it's a very nice project. I mean, when you go walk
and
around
a
and look
location.
At it.
Great location.
Yeah, and of course, the other part of this, too, is that it's opening up a number of the streets.
Right.
Inside the center of downtown, what was the downtown mall, been renamed the downtown promenade. It now is it's not a full opening of all of the streets within that six block core, but it's at least a pretty substantial opening. So you'll be able to drive down Market Street, at least past Butte and Yuba. And then there are Butte and Yuba have opened up to a degree. In some cases, it's one way only. But they have had those open. They're going to have those open up as well. So it's a, that project alone has, it will be pretty transformative for that, that specific downtown core.
Well, okay, wonderful. Now, we're going to take a break because when we come back, we're going to talk about Park Marina. You guys, both the House of Realty Bros, both Bruce and Cameron, have some information to share with us. I know we're all wondering. I drove down there the other day. Carl and I did, and we had never been down. We have a friend that's staying down there in the, where the motorhomes are, can pull in there. That I said, let's just go down there. I've never seen that. We talked about the houses that are up on the ridge and that beautiful area on the water. I'm just curious what is going on, as well as I'm sure our listeners. So remember, you can call in at 520-605-4567 if you have questions for Eric Woodstrom, who is our banker, and our realtors, Bruce and Cameron Middleton. The experts are here this morning, so do give us a call if you have any questions. And we'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio.
Hey there, Georgie girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers in our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3123.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
Good morning. I like that. It's beautiful outside today, and it's Friday, and we have to count our blessings, folks. This is Linda Bott, and Eric Woodstrom is with me this morning, sitting
good
in for
morning,
Carl.
Linda.
Hi. Hey, this portion of the show, this morning, we're going to get into what's happening in Park Marina. But before that, you know, we called for just a quick question the other night, to Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She is amazing, this woman. Talking about a little powerhouse. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Really helping families and veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1995. If you're thinking, where am I going in 2021? I need to make some changes. Judy's going to sit down with you and really, like she did this with my folks. I tried to get my folks to move up here. So she sat with them and talked to them about what it is at 87 and 89 to go off of Kaiser, and they're just not ready, you know. But anyway, so she sat with them and really gave of her time, and it was a beautiful thing to see. So she's located at Hilltop Drive. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Okay, moving forward, we have the Middletons with us, Cameron and Bruce Middleton. And we've been talking about Prop 15. We've been talking about the downtown business area with business areas that have built the new apartments and the businesses downstairs and what that means with affordable housing. Now, let's talk about Park Marina. Shoot.
Well, it's kind of an interesting time for Park Marina on a few levels. Some are aware, not all, that the Kutras family has owned that, a lot of the property, most of the property on the east side, the river side of Park Marina, for generations, and owns also some parcels along the west side, and for generations. They have been encumbered by a large master lease, and Bob Spade had that lease for many years, and built a lot of the buildings and things that were down there back in the 60s and 70s. We have some of those old original leases, and boy, they're, you almost think like you need to keep them under lock and key. They're historic. Some years later, the McConnell Foundation purchased those master leases and has had that master lease now for many, many years. And that master lease is finally expiring. And so it really has been one of the primary hindrances from being able to develop that area and to put some things in there. The Kutras family just didn't have control of the property, despite owning it. And so now those leases are going to be expiring, and here at the end of the year. And so it really creates some wonderful opportunities right now to be able to look at that property, look at what can be done with it. You know, at the moment we are trying to deal with that transition. So, you know, we have a lot of existing tenants and uses down there. We have some great tenants down there. And our plan right now is to keep those tenants down there. You know, we're not going in and kicking anybody out on the first of the year and or bulldozing down, you know, usable buildings. But there are a lot of opportunities. There's vacant land down there right now. There are some buildings that are just very dilapidated. They've been vacant for a long time, and we're assessing whether they can be rehabbed or if they just need to be taken down and start over, which in a couple of cases is certainly the case. And
they have water that comes up and kind of floods some of those buildings.
We do. There is a floodplain that encroaches onto significant portions of the property.
Mm-hmm.
Not all, but certainly parts. And so that's another, just an engineering factor we've been taking a look at. And so, Chris Gooch has been taking a look at it for some time about ideas and things to put down there. And Chris has a great vision, as you mentioned before, for Park Marina and what he wants to see down there. And he wants a Park Marina that everyone in town can enjoy. That is his biggest factor. He wants to make sure this isn't just for one particular segment of the community or another. He wants everybody to be able to enjoy it. And, of course, certainly a lot of what he envisions down there is some active uses, restaurants, recreational opportunities, opportunities with the water, hotel. He wants to see, a nice brew pub, a great bakery, things like that. The problem is almost all of those types of uses have really been put on hold due to COVID. Yeah. None of those industries or areas right now or sectors are really thriving. So what we've had to do is kind of put the brakes on some of the new potential plans. Most of our tenants are saying, hey, we don't really want to open a restaurant right now or a retail outlet right now or anything, a recreational outlet that's going to bring a whole bunch of people together under one roof. So that's kind of where the process is at. And, we're looking at that and still trying to formulate some good plans and things. But COVID has put the brakes on some of that, unfortunately. The other, I think, key component that was kind of interesting that really came about last week, the city announced that they are going to be doing a plan for the Park Marina Corridor. And so they made the announcement they were going to be doing a Park Marina Corridor plan. And it was kind of odd timing. We, it had some general discussions many, many, many months ago, over a year ago, about, we want to see what we can do with the road itself. But I think, starting this formal process caught a lot of people off guard. And certainly for us, we've kind of taken the approach that, hey, we certainly want to see some improvements done to the roadway, but let's see if we can finalize some of the other plans and do that in conjunction. We want to work with the city.
Work together with the private landowners in the city at the streets and develop a cohesive plan.
We believe they're jumping the gun here.
Okay.
The Kutrases don't have the property back until the first of the year.
Right.
Cameron and I have been working with the Kutras family for a year on potential lessees and, get things that aren't here in Redding, maybe a Harry and David's and a Pete's Coffee and different things and whatever. Some retail, there'll be more residential, maybe a condo project where those units on Village Drive that go out towards the 44 Bridge,
mm-hmm.
there's an ITMIS that comes back to Park Marina,
mm-hmm.
and that was approved. So you can build another 18 of those or so.
Wow.
And so that's kind of in the works as well. I think the problem we're having is they've spent a lot of time and money on this, and they have plans. They have it all, what in their mind, organized. And I think they're doing it ass backwards. I think the street shouldn't dictate what the project is. The project should dictate what we do on the street. So I think they're way ahead of themselves.
And work together to make the project and the
exactly.
street complementary.
I'm all for bicycles, but, multiple bicycle lanes and whatever. We're hoping to have a place that people on I-5 will come into Redding to come to. You've got Turtle Bay.
You've got the bridge.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it'll be a destination place. You can't remove 50% of the cars.
Right.
I mean, people, are not going to park at Turtle Bay and take a shuttle over to a hotel or to, restaurants or whatever. And, I mean, once again, I understand their input and what they're trying to do. But in my opinion, California and Pine Street were half ruined by adding bike lanes that over the years I've seen two bicycles since they've done that. I know the accidents on Pine Street are way more than they used to be. And I'm all for that type of thing. But down there is private money. It's not subsidized like it is here. So I think we need to work with them, but do it in due time.
Well, I like to hear that. I think that's great. You know, again, we're moving forward. And since we've been here, you know, that's always been like a cluster, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Hasn't it been? Like, what's happening on Parkmore? Look at this beautiful piece of land with dilapidated buildings that get flooded every year.
What? Great opportunity, but we're seeing the back end of its useful life.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I think it was a 72-year lease.
Okay.
I remember 65 years ago going down there. There was a golf course, pitch and putt, miniature golf. They had trampolines. They had paddle boats. We'd go down there during the summer all the time. And that was in the mid-50s.
Uh-huh.
And so, but that lease has been in effect for that long.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah.
Well, but it is exciting that there's some renewed energy. There's some opportunity there. And over the next, you know, period of time, whatever that is, 5 to 10 years, we may see a coalescence of a plan. And,
won't take that long.
That'll complement what's going on downtown.
Absolutely.
And a lot of really exciting things in kind of the rebirth of Reading.
Yeah. And that's absolutely true.
Well, we got to take a break, and I have $30 more of Black Bear Diner bucks. Of course, these have to be used by the end of this year. The question would be for a loyal listener when you call in at 605-4567, how many years has House of Realty been in business? That's the question. You can win $30 in Black Bear Diner bucks if you call in, and Jared will be taking your calls. We'll be right back.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shining Care presents a free webinar entitled Successful Caregiving, December 3rd from noon to 1:30 p.m. with valuable information and support for full and part-time caregivers and family members caring for a loved one. Many people who are giving care to others actually don't consider themselves caregivers when in fact they truly are. Over 78 million people dedicate their time as caregivers for family or a friend in need, and more than 11 million people are caregiving while still caring for children at home. Family caregivers are extremely
extremely vital to the safety, health, and well-being of a fast-growing population of older adults. Because of this, Shining Care is inviting you to this free webinar, Successful Caregiving, December 3rd from noon to 1:30 p.m., featuring a Q&A session with experts in the field of caregiving. Now more than ever, it's important to take care of yourself while taking care of your loved ones. Shining Care invites you to sign up now for the free Successful Caregiving webinar at shiningcare.org.
Nice. Sharon's good.
Well, speaking of Dolly Parton, welcome back to our morning show here in our last segment. No, she just donated $1 million to, like, I can't tell you the organization. I have to look it up, but it was for books and learning. Yeah. And she is the other Oprah as far
yes,
as reading. And, you know, her grandfather was illiterate, and it really affected her. And she's really into the book of the month and books for kids and reading. And so, you know, good for her. And I think there was an interview that said, you know, if she was known in the Smoky Mountains as the book lady, that she doesn't care about all her music in the world. If she's known as the book lady, she's achieved her goal. And I love that. You know, she's been an inspiration to me too. And my former drummer in Nashville toured with her, so I got a chance to see her in concert and meet her backstage, and she's just the real deal. So congratulations. That's a beautiful angel being on our planet. All right, so in the chat pack this morning, we have something that there needs to be a new downtown Reading Business Association, in parentheses again. I'm here with three movers and shakers from the Reading area, the North State, Eric Woodstrom, the Middletons, Cameron. Don't you like to be called the Middletons, Cameron and Bruce? What about that, guys?
It's an interesting idea. I certainly think that when we got rid of the last, when we didn't necessarily get rid of the Downtown Reading Business Association, there were two things. There was a business improvement district that had been in place for many years, and that was a small assessment on downtown businesses that they put in, and it raised about $50,000-$60,000 a year. And then the DRBA, the Downtown Reading Business Association, actually took that money and helped do various projects, various events, things like that, and would help them help those projects and events throughout the year to benefit downtown. And really was a great cheerleader for downtown, and I think it was a great setup. In fact, I was involved. I chaired both the Reading Christmas Parade, which used to be underwritten by the Downtown Reading Business Association, and the Sundial Film Festival, which was also a large sponsorship of that was from the Downtown Reading Business Association. There was some difficulty and some, I would say, some infighting would be the best way to put it, years ago, and some political squabbling that popped up, and the city council, there one council member in particular, but really went after it and said, we need to just destroy this thing and put it away. And so that's what happened. The council basically went in and said, they had the city attorney at the time, who was interim, I think, said, you know, we're going to say that this was not created legally back when it was created, therefore we need to get rid of it. The irony was it was the old city attorney, and it was the same city attorney that put it together in the first place. And so anyway, they got rid of that. They're very difficult to then put back together and just start anew. You have to really go around. There's a lot of legal work, a lot of money that it takes to do that. You have to go around. You have to get buy-in from all the businesses again.
Build consensus with the mm-hmm. business community.
Very difficult.
And as so we're Viva seeing, Downtown, there used to be that, and Viva Downtown.
Yeah, Viva Downtown was separate. And there were some who said, hey, at the time, maybe Viva Downtown is the better entity to administer that business improvement district, the actual funding mechanism. And I think that argument could have been made either way all day long.
Yeah.
But instead of really looking at it that way, the whole thing was eliminated. And I think it was really a disservice over what was really some personality conflict.
I think Carl went in, I think if I'm not mistaken, because that was a few years back, I think Carl went in, you know how he is. He goes and he always fights for the underdog, and he likes to get in the fight when it comes to stuff like this. So he went in to some of these meetings that were kind of like cloak and dagger.
A little contentious.
Oh, there was a meeting at 12, didn't you know it, kind of thing, if I'm not mistaken, if I recall that. Anyway, on a higher note, a bigger note, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, boy, I'll tell you, I was in the hospital for 4 days during COVID, which is still going on now, and they were excellent to me, and they're just a wonderful entity. We're so very fortunate to have great hospitalization and great doctors in our community here. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only area hospital with the Da Vinci surgery robot. The Da Vinci surgical system helps enable your surgeon to perform minimally invasive surgery with an advanced set of instruments and a 3D high definition view. That's just one of the many things at Shasta Regional Medical Center. So we wanted to make sure that we shout out to our community and our sponsor, because with House of Realty here, many questions on the list. How are your hospitals? How's your medical? Right? When people are moving here and want to do business, they need to know that.
Yeah, that's a commonly asked question.
Yeah, yeah, maybe you can comment on what you're seeing in the residential market with people from out of the area. You know, we read about it. Are people from out of the area looking up here again?
Yeah, we're getting people from the Bay Area. I've watched it over the years, you know, recessions and highs and lows, that they do come up here. It always amazes me. They want to know what's wrong with the property because it's so cheap.
Yeah.
I think they think the San Andreas Fault's up here and not down there. But we're getting some renting. I think there's an interim situation where, yeah, we can work from home, but is that going to continue? We're getting others that probably may be able to work from home for a long time, but they want some proximity to the Bay Area. You go to Idaho and you have to show up once a month, you're going to fly.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting people up here, and a lot of the renters that really couldn't rent much of anything for under $4,000 a month in San Francisco can rent a really nice house up here for $2,000. So we're seeing a lot of that as well.
And I think, too, what we're seeing is some demand for four-bedroom or three-bedroom plus an office.
Okay.
For that reason, we're seeing a little bit of an increase in demand on that. And our inventory has stayed low. I mean, it really plummeted down just under 500 homes on our Shasta multiple listing service. And it's gone back up about 10%, about 550, 560. And it's holding steady right there, which is about where it was a month ago. But keep in mind, that's half the homes on the market that we had a year ago.
See.
A year ago, it was less than half. It was twice as much.
Prices going up and up and up.
They're going up. Not too rapidly, but they are going up.
We have a caller. Let's go to our phones. And Ron, we're putting you live on the air. Do you have a question for our guests?
Yes, good morning. Years ago, I built that bridge, that ribbon bridge. And what I'm wondering is you said it got damaged by fire, and is that bridge still open? I haven't been up there in years, so I'd like to maybe take a walk up there, but I don't know if it was still open or not. So anyhow, I'll take my answer on the air.
Thank you.
I'm not sure. I think that they have reopened the bridge. And they've had some money to just do some of those basic repairs. There's still a lot of damage and, of course, foliage loss and other things around the trail that leads to it and, well, depending on which direction you come from, both on the north and south sides. So, no, I haven't been there as well either, just because the weather hasn't been exactly appropriate for me to make a trip up there. I really only go between 70 and 71 degrees is when I will go and go up and go for a jog somewhere up there. And we just haven't had enough of those days yet. But I that's a good question. I think that they reopened it. There was ones on Buenaventura, north of 44, some other spots there also along those trails that were pretty severely damaged. And I do believe they're back open. They've got some money. I think it was some federal or state money to fix those back up and have done so. But there's still a lot that needs to be done to that area. Where the Ribbon Bridge is such a very pretty spot in town. Right there over the river, you don't have really much going up to Keswick Dam to the actual dam, and then it goes back down into Reading. So it was really kind of a nice, secluded kind of location. And, you know, certainly I think this $1 million to help spruce up that area is going to go a long way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of the, you know, on the bike trail itself, a lot of the small bridges that were part of the trail going through creeks and springs and stuff were taken out, and they're in the process of being replaced.
Well, thank you for your call, Ron. And again, thank you to our guests this morning. Eric, it's been fun.
Thank you, Linda. It's great to be here.
And Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
And you too.
And safe times for the family, as well as Middleton's. Thank you so much. House of Realty, we love having you on. Once a month, you always have great stuff you bring in, Cameron and Bruce Middleton. And make it a great day, everybody. Carl, we'll see you on Monday. Thank you so much for listening to us.